This is 88.5 WFDD. I'm Paul Roper. Opponents to fracking are protesting in front of Rockingham County High School in Wentworth at this hour. That's where the third of four scheduled public meetings on proposed safety rules for fracking in North Carolina is taking place. The North Carolina Mining and Energy Commission is recommending 126 new rules to oversee gas exploration in the state. Jeremy Warren owns a two-acre farm in Madison and is a member of the group No Fracking in Rockingham.
I'm a father of a two-year-old, and I have a daughter on the way. I am very concerned about the ability for them to have fresh well water like I have had, to enjoy the same rivers, creeks, and wildlife that I have had the chance to enjoy. And I just want to make people think about it rather than just the potential dollars in somebody's pockets. I want them to think about the legacy they're leaving for the citizens of the county.
Fracking, or hydraulic fracturing, uses a mixture of water, sand, rock, and chemicals to break some shale formations and extract methane gas. Supporters of the process say it is a safe and responsible method for mining, and the industry could pump millions into several North Carolina counties. Jim Womack is a member of the commission. He says the public input will be considered before the rules are finalized.
And then from there, that'll go on to the legislature. They'll have the final say on whether those are adequate rules or not. And then they'll give the green light for permitting in the spring or summer of 2015.
More than 700 people attended the previous meetings before the State Mining and Energy Commission in Raleigh and Sanford. In June, Governor Pat McCrory signed a bill into law allowing fracking in the state.